Porter.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria starts the weekend with a high of 30 degrees. Joburg 29. Rustenburg going up to 28.
In Edenvale on the N3 northbound, queuing traffic towards Modderfontein Road.
In your sport, former cricketers and pundits have slammed India's undeniable advantage of playing the Champions Trophy matches in just one venue, and the Springbok home test venues for 2025 have been confirmed.
We start with a video that's gone viral on social media showing a security guard allegedly threatening to spray pepper spray at people wanting to collect IDs at the Home Affairs office in Randburg.
Guys, we can't tell you to go outside. Wait outside.
People at the office were allegedly ordered to wait outside the building because Home Affairs was offline. When they said they were only there to collect their IDs, the security guard held a can of pepper spray in the air, threatening to use it on the customers if they don't leave. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says in a short statement the security official has now been removed. He says an investigation has revealed that the deeper problem at this office relates to IT, as is the case with most of the challenges at Home Affairs. You can watch that video and see the reaction. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Fears that the halt in US funds to HIV and AIDS programs in South Africa could lead to more than 500,000 deaths over the next decade.
It will almost immediately start to have an impact on deaths, but also new infections.
The Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation's Linda Gail Becker told the media yesterday that the funds from the PEPFAR program relates to 17% of South Africa's HIV budget, but that the impact will be felt much wider than just that. More about that story on our news blog. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has voiced his dismay after the G20 meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors couldn't find common ground to issue a joint statement following their two-day deliberations in Cape Town. Anasasi Makhobu reports on what they did agree on.
Members urged development banks to collaborate more effectively and enhance support for developing countries by mobilizing private investment and scaling up risk-sharing measures. They also called for increased representation of developing nations in global financial decision-making. Leaders raised concern over geopolitical tensions, inflation, and rising debt levels. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
To Santa Fe in America, and that's where the circumstances surrounding the death of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, are considered to now be suspicious enough to require a thorough investigation. The couple was found dead in their home, along with their dog. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza says they believe the couple had been dead for some time.
There was no indication of a struggle. There was no indication of anything that was missing from the home or disturbed. The autopsy is going to tell us a lot, and any evidence that we collect.
And Britons have been informed they need to cut two main meat meals a week out of the diet if they want to seriously help save the planet. The UK is working towards meeting its net zero targets by 2050. Government and the UK Parliament are now considering whether to advise people to choose between cutting a week either a kebab, a steak, or a cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
To choose two out of those three.
Well, in all honesty, governments need to take lead. Big companies need to take the lead. We're sick and tired of hearing about the demise of the planet, because we, the general people, aren't just going to stop. You must stop selling it to us or make some, you know, make a plan.
And then the alternatives, are there enough? Can we afford them? Well, can you help us to see where we are going with that? You know, it's not just our food.
Can
it's
you
also
lead
what
by
you
example?
Pump into the air. Exactly.
If you're overweight, let's start there. Okay, so with overweight people,
yes,
say you need to cut.
Yes.
So you'll thank us later. You know that whole conversation. It goes down very well. It really does.